Back here on the Mighty 690 at 741. And we are joined by Chris Crane with her Native American Fellowship update. And we also have Amy Dollar along too, since you don't have you didn't get a tourism update with the way we did this month. So, yeah. Hey, we got both of you here again this morning. It's great to see you.
It's good to see you. Osio Osta Nahinehiga Sonali, which is good Thursday morning.
Excellent.
Wow. I know.
That's great.
I get a few things in.
I could say, Halito, Akiva Chukuma, which means hello and how are you?
There you go. So, yeah, you get both of us again twice in the same week. That's amazing.
It's great.
Lucky you.
So, this is a lot shorter. So, I guess I just want to do a recap on Native American Fellowship. And we've got some big news, I think, that Amy and I, we announced on Fry Bread Journeys, but I think it's worth mentioning again that Cherokee Nation is funding the purchase of a total of 3 solar charging tables, and one will be placed at Native American Fellowship in South Coffeyville. And in fact, I found out we may be getting that by the middle of January.
Oh, wow. There you go.
And then, Amy, you're going to have, what are you doing with yours?
So they'll both initially go downtown on the historic plaza, with the one on the south end of the plaza to go to the UP Park when it's ready. They're doing some different concrete construction things over there, so when it's ready, it will go there. So we will, in case anyone is wondering what the tables are, they are picnic tables with a canopy, and they look like any other picnic table. They're ADA accessible, and then the canopy is solar panels, and there is a cylinder, and that's the charging station. So you can lay your phone on a charging pad. There's 2 charging pads, and then there's little outlets where you can plug your cord.
I think six ports. Yep.
So you can sit outside and be on your phone still. You could do a little work on your iPad or your laptop.
And I think there's a light that comes on, like dusk to dawn type thing, and they're going to have the Cherokee Nation seal.
Yes.
It looks like an umbrella, the canopy. And 3 of the sections are the solar panel parts, and then the other 3 are going to have the seal on there. And I think it's going to look, you get a choice of colors. And what color did you guys choose?
So we already have picnic tables and things downtown that are green. Mm-hmm. So we just went with the same green to match them.
Just ties right in. Yes. I think the one we chose for Native American Fellowship, we have a lot of cedar, natural wood type stuff. So I chose kind of a wood color with a cream canopy, because the building itself is cream. So
Very nice. Again,
hey, we are just like exterior designers, I guess.
Hey, that's great.
Well, my favorite color is black, so I wanted to just get it all black, and I thought, well, that might not match.
Yeah,
so
it might be a little hot too. You know,
there is that too. So I thought, well, the green would match, and we want it to, you know, blend and look nice. So it will be a great community enhancement, and it'll be a great extra way to, if you're like, oh, my phone's at 20%, I don't want to go enjoy the sunshine. Well, now you have no excuse.
I wished I'd had during Brewfest.
Yes,
because
so
we were right down there, and I lost a bunch of, you know, I just didn't talk on the phone anymore. But we're very pleased, and Cherokee Nation, thank you so much, Wado.
Yes, Wado Egwa.
And well, so, and that's a really neat to be able to, you know, actually charge your phone with solar power. Which, interestingly enough, since you know I live in a motorhome, I actually all of my phone is always charged via solar power, actually, which is kind of wild. But yeah, my lights and everything is all solar powered.
Really,
very nice,
very interesting. Yeah. So, and then NAFI is winding down the year. We had our winter potluck and meeting on December 14th. Pam Bakke, and she is a cultural officer for the community, Cherokee Nation's Community and Cultural Outreach Program. She came to visit. Amy was there at the potluck.
She was a very good speaker.
Yeah. She, actually, everyone received a bag that she had done, and it was a corn bead necklace kit. Great, I'm start coughing, but she talked about twining, which is kind of looks, I'll tell you what, macrame is what it looks like to me, and then finger weaving, which is another form, and basketry, but she had a lot of stuff on display, some bead work. It was pretty interesting stuff, but everybody got one of these corn bead necklace kits.
And I'm very excited because Maisie will make me bracelets at the Unity Gathering, but she never makes me necklace. So this will be, when I put it together, this will be my very first corn bead necklace. I've been wanting one, so I am very excited to.
She put inside each one, there was a story, the legend of the corn beads. And I don't know, the corn beads are not really corn. It is actually I can't remember what the scientific name for the plant is, but it's called Job's Tears. And if you guys know the story of Job in the Bible, he was beset with a lot of different calamities, and he was always faith. He kept his faith, and so it was his tears. And the idea is, on the Trail of Tears, as our people were traveling and there was a lot of calamity going on,
yes,
as they cried, one of these plants would spring up. And so they caught these Job's tears and these corn bead necklaces, and you use them. And seven is a sacred number for Cherokee, so multiples of seven, and you use that in the necklace. And it's always a reminder of what our ancestors went through coming over here. And it's pretty interesting. It was very nice, and she puts that in there. I'd bought a couple of them last year at Christmas and shipped one to my daughter and one to my niece so that they could have it. But I did say on Frybread Journeys that the cultural class was open to non-natives, and I am, that is true. There is an age limit, though. It's 7 to 16 years old, which I didn't say. We talked about how the kids saying, "We wish you a Merry Christmas" in Cherokee, Amy's daughter being one of them. They did a prayer. They've been learning a lot at these classes, and they
do learn a lot. Yeah. The story you just told, Maisie Jane told me that story that she learned in her cultural class.
These are important things to pass down tradition and culture, and the language is a big part of it too. I know that Chief Hoskin has really pushed for a lot of things. Cherokee Nation, they have a immersion schools where they do nothing but speech. I mean, the run around me and everything.
Which I think is so cool.
And it's a language that there's very few, like less than 2,000 speakers, first speakers. And so it's pretty neat that they can do this. But right now the class is on winter break, the youth class, and they'll resume on January 8th. We only have one more Cherokee language class. We had a lady named Lula Elk come from Tahlequah, and she's very fluent. And they are having it the day after Christmas is the last class.
Oh, man.
They had one this week, and I think it's going to be kind of a long class. But and then this Friday and next Monday, the offices are closed at NAFI. I'll be there at the office this Friday for a little bit anyway. And same thing, New Year's Day, that Friday after. And I do want to announce that college students, and you don't have to be native, please understand that, but if you're needing community service hours for your classes, a lot of them want to renew their scholarships. And I know the Cherokee Nation Scholarship, they have to have this information in by the 15th of January. Come call down here, 918-255-4035. I can put you to work doing some stuff. We'll find things for you. And we'll sign off on it.
I can find you something at the chamber.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll refer you somewhere else.
Service hours.
And we do. We're in touch with the chamber a lot.
Yeah, and it's not like it's, you know, going to be slave labor or something like that. You know, it's not.
Oh, I don't know. No, I
mean. Yeah, you might be. But, you know, it's nice to have somewhere pretty close that you can go to for some of these.
Well,
hours.
Especially at the chamber, it's within walking distance of the college. And
it's climate controlled.
And I know everybody's gone right now, but there's a lot of local kids around here or kids that came from back, you know, have come back home. And if you're listening or your parents are listening, don't wait until the last minute. This is silly. And we can get you taken care of.
Yes.
Because I know on the Cherokee Nation, I was helping a kid the other day, and we also need a copy of their transcript. I don't know when those are available, but obviously before the 15th of January. And I said I'd help him get everything scanned and put in there on the Gadoogie portal so we could get that kind of stuff going. But, yeah, it's a, you know, we've got lots of stuff to do, and Amy's got lots of stuff to do, so
yeah.
Please,
flyers,
please, please,
Facebook
please.
Posts, whatever your talent is, sweeping, we can always find something. Organizing.
And I really don't have a lot more. I was just going to support Amy in whatever she had to say.
And I appreciate that very much. So we too, the Chamber and Tourism offices, will be closed tomorrow through January 2nd to give us a little break, time to regroup and get back to doing all of our great things that we do. I wanted to mention we had our gingerbread competition, and I wanted to, I forgot, I had issues with my computer, so I'm hoping that I can get pictures on there now. But I wanted to announce the winners. You know, in our professional experienced bakers, we had Faye Millen and Becky Griffiths. A big shout out to them. They made a Harry Potter house, James.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
It was three, you know, like you could turn it and see everything, like the front and back. They had the scarf, they had the sorting hat, they had the broom, they had the little golden snitches. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. If you want to see it, it was on the front page of the journal, so it was pretty cool. So if someone wants to see a picture,
did they take them back?
Shared. She did come and take it back. Yeah. Today is the last day.
Yeah.
So then Nika Harris, she won our adult category. And then Avery Sales won our kids category, and she made like a little truck, and it was on this piece of natural wood and these little Christmas trees. It was the coolest thing. So everyone worked really, really hard, and a big shout out to everyone, and I appreciate everyone for being in the contest. So, and it smelled really good in there.
Oh, but it did. Are you guys going to have it next year too?
Yes. I think there's a lot of room for it to grow, and it was, you know, it's, I call it one of those passive events. It's easy for me to do,
but it's
so much fun. I enjoyed it. I loved seeing everyone.
It'll grow to be a traditional event, and I told James, James, if you didn't know, directed the radio drama and comedy, and it was wonderful, and it will air here on KGGF Christmas morning at 8:00. And
don't
it was an episode of Our Miss Brooks and an episode of Gunsmoke. And we were at Chamber Ambassadors, had our potluck and our monthly meeting. And I was driving in from South Coffeyville. And James, I told you, I listened to old time radio on Sirius. And it was the
kidding.
That was the year Gunsmoke started, was 1952. And that was their first Christmas episode.
Very cool.
And it was like, wow.
That's wild.
Do you still do When White Radio Was?
We do. Yep. 11 o'clock here on KGGF. And then, of course, we have When Radio Was as well on Saturday mornings from 5 until 6. And then Sundays from 5 until 7.
That's what I thought. Yep.
Well, I hope this becomes a tradition that you guys do.
Yeah. Because it is too, because
it was
enjoyable.
It was so much fun to be in it. But it was just, I'll just be honest, James. We'd had how many? 4 rehearsals, which is the beauty of doing readings. But I was like, oh my gosh, is this all going to work? And it came together.
It really did. It usually does when you do that sort of thing. It's a little scary sometimes when you're.
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
It's always amazing how people just, you know, the fact that it's live makes everything kind of snap into place. We had even, you know, Chris performing his
song. Oh, he
song,
was so good.
Which is so great.
Haley did a great job.
And they're just, you know, they're so professional. They, you know, Haley and Chris had went through that once.
He talked about that Monday before I came on. Before you and I came on, he talked about how his Haley Bagwell story was that they went through, they did it in this key. And we were there that night. It was rehearsal. Yeah. And they did it. They ran it once.
They're
and
like,
it was
are you
like,
good?
Okay. And that was it.
So that's what it's like to watch professionals, right?
That's
the sort of thing in Nashville. That's how they roll is, you know, pretty much you get together with like perfect strangers and they have got their system in place, the Nashville number system or whatever, which Chris says he'll explain to me one of these days, and they just you're able to play with like random people. I don't understand how it's possible, but it is. That's
well, it was a and a big thanks to KGGF because you guys had, and I got a shout out here to Wyatt Starnes and Dylan Oder for doing the sound effects. And I was worried. Why am I worried? But it was good. It was really good.
Very
and
cool.
It was so much fun to watch. But you had all the radio stuff down there and the whole vibe. Amy, I know you guys were busy and couldn't get there.
No, but I got to listen to it on the radio.
You listened to it. But when you were there, they had the old microphones. I mean, it was a whole.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, and we had a lot of help, you know, with the sets. You know, Tina Romine helped and her husband helped a bunch with putting the set together. And, you know, it's just a lot of little pieces that really added up to a lot of time, man hours mm-hmm. towards us. So we have to thank everyone who helped out with that in St. Paul's.
Good.
And it was, and even Dr. Wiggins, he didn't get credit during the show. Unfortunately, I slipped my mind to put him in there, but he helped get all our sound effects too. You know, a lot of those were borrowed from CCC. So
that's cool.
I want to thank him for that.
Very interesting.
I will say too, we had the Coffeyville Chamber Ambassadors. We had our December meeting and we had a little Christmas potluck.
And all you guys' food was really good.
It was good, wasn't it? One of the things I gave a report on was the trivia nights. Yes, we are going to be having them again this year. I've had a lot of people contact me, and it's important to call. I think it is. It's a Coffeyville thing. It's a tradition. I am waiting, and so if you're listening out there, I need the 3 restaurants to contact me. I've sent messages. Let's get the dates in stone so I can start advertising, but we want to do January, February, March, and I think we're looking at Gigi's, Yoke, and the Ville, just like last year.
Okay.
And I've been working fast and furiously on categories, and okay, I've got some stuff this year. Are you guys going to enter a team?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
I think Shay was interested in knowing, too.
Yeah.
He was wanting to do that.
And we'll have our team in again.
Yeah.
So I look forward to trivia.
Yeah.
We're going to win this year.
here.
Oh, okay. Somebody needs to win.
Let's let Steph will be excited to know about
this. Yeah.
Let's. Hey, Steph, we're going to be doing trivia again, right? I don't know. She might not be in there.
Oh.
So. All right, just letting you know.
No answer. Oh, yeah. That doesn't sound good.
All right.
What are you talking about?
She's like, what's going on?
That's an event, and we also talked this Friday and Saturday are the last two nights for the Brown Mansion tours.
Yes, and I'm not sure if they're sold out, so if you need your tickets, go on CoffeevilleHistory.com, or at 10 o'clock this morning from 10 to 4, you can go to the Dalton Defender Museum.
And they've got three different times. I'm pretty sure that 5:30 time is sold out. But I would say that there's two. I don't even know what the times. I know it's 5:30.
Yeah, one Friday and then three left on Saturday.
Okay.
Right? And that's so, as far as ticket that are still left that you can buy. Everything else is sold out.
I'm betting the first one. There's three different times. Betting that first time they always sell out that 5:30 time pretty fast.
Yeah, and then real quick, I know we only have about a minute or so left, but we've already had on the news about the NASA exhibit coming.
Oh yeah, so Visit Coffeeville has partnered with Lisa Brookover and the Aviation Heritage Museum and their group to bring in a traveling NASA exhibit. We are going to have it in March. It'll be here from March to June. It's free admission, so everyone can come and see it and enjoy what we're bringing here. There will be a spacesuit. There'll be some panels on the history of manned spaceflight. Perfect segue with the history, aviation history that's already there. We are going to have some events accompany it. But if you have a large group, bus group, big group, tours, or schools that want to come, call me at the chamber. Call Lisa Brookover, 251-2145, and we would love to get you scheduled because we have some schools coming, and that's what we were really excited to invite schools and clubs and different groups like that, because we want everyone who can to come and see it. It is going to be, I think it's going to be very cool.
That's going to be wonderful. Well, can't wait for that. I know I'm definitely going to be there to check it out. So, Chris and Amy, thank you so much for coming by
once again.
Thank you. And have a Merry Christmas,
both of you
everyone.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
So, good to have you on here. Hey, we have news coming up and more on the way on the Mighty 690 KGGF.